We've got Gene Bolduc here with us, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not really a thing?
Is it a thing or is it not a thing? And I guess the ultimate thing happened this week, but we're not even going to discuss that.
Right, it's right.
Just, everybody knows about
we
that.
We did
agree. You know, my grandson was born, and that's a thing.
That's a thing,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, so.
We did agree last week that in keeping with the holiday season, we would do Thing Not a Thing without mentioning the name of the president, because I think we're all kind of sick of that, you know, holiday season.
Yeah,
we should be more.
This particular holiday gift may extend many months into the next year.
Except, like, now the only thing that people are talking about on social media is impeachment and everything. So we're gonna stick with it. We're not gonna mention his name. We're gonna talk around it. So here is my thing suggestion. Thing not a thing. In several different instances over the last 48 hours, you have had in various forms and guises very prominent figures on the right, whether it's conservatives, Republicans, or just general right-wing figures, who have publicly spoken out against the president in various forms or fashions. You have the, not necessarily opposing impeachment or anything like that, Anthony Scaramucci coming back out of the woodwork
with
another thing.
This.
Yeah, it's a Newsweek interview. So that was number one. Number two was the reaction against the president's comment about John Dingell at the impeachment night rally,
which was atrocious.
And then the third thing, which was earlier today, is the publication Christianity Today, which is Billy Graham's publication, coming out very strongly against the president. And this is...
And saying he should be removed.
And
I
saying
mean,
he should...
They're taking an editorial position.
Right.
That
or like, not necessarily saying... And in the editorial, not saying we are endorsing his conviction in the Senate, but we don't... we're not endorsing it or not endorsing it. We'll leave that up to other people, but he shouldn't be the president anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thing, not a thing.
I the last one, especially in my opinion, is a very big thing, and I just don't think it's possible to overstate that taking away that magazine has significant influence among folks who it's not going to sway all of them, but if you can carve away 5 to 10% of them, that's a very big deal.
Do you think?
I mean, he's toast if that happens, because it's not just going to be. It's not just him. It's the GOP in the Senate, and I think they're going to look at that I think that their timing of doing it is very interesting, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to have that impact? Because we've already had a couple of other kind of prominent conservative magazines that have taken kind of hard pro-conservative but anti-Trump positions, and it ended up hurting the publication more than anything else. I think, what is it, the Weekly Standard that just doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, that's true.
National Review does, but that's because they've kind of hemmed and hawed about their stance and a little bit more
recently.
And,
you know, Bill Kristol, who was part of one of those, has formed a group that's basically advocating for Trump's removal.
Right, right.
And they're not saying, let's do voter registration and do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're saying he should be removed. He's dangerous. And I think that things have taken on a different level of traction. There's a heavy feeling right now about the whole scenario. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is that there's clearly an ongoing crime against the Constitution. I mean, Giuliani is continuing to conduct his campaign of I don't even know what you call it. But this
I
is
think
like
shadow diplomacy is the word that they
I hate to attach the word diplomacy to any of it.
Shadow foreign policy.
Thank you. That's it. Shadow foreign policy, unauthorized, illegal, foreign policy, and. This is all sort of in broad daylight, and it's like they're, you know, we're denying that we did this crime while we continue to do this crime right in front of you. That's pretty brazen, and I just think that I think that that's shaking the ground a little bit.
I am actually a little surprised that at no point in this whole saga Has there even been an indication that there was ever even a thought of throwing Giuliani under the bus? Because at a certain point, like, so much of this was coming back on Giuliani.
Well, there was a little bit from Trump, but it just didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you said his name. You can't say his name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the don't mention his name thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And we're live, so you can't delete that. Oh, you can't take that out.
But, like, it just kept coming back, and, like, Giuliani's name kept being mentioned more than anyone else's. Like, at a certain point, like, I watching this would have kind of been okay if we had just said, okay, well, maybe not go all the way down the road to impeachment if the president is willing to dump all of this on Giuliani and say, well, I didn't know, I can't recall. He can.
He really didn't,
but yeah.
And Giuliani was saying, well, you know, even if he does try to do that, I have an insurance policy, whatever in the world that's supposed to mean. But
I think that was just him talking.
Just talking stuff, yeah.
I don't think that was a thing.
Yeah, no, that was definitely an empty thing was. And a paper cup of empty thing at that.
But I'm just kind of a little surprised because that's the way that it's kind of
gone
down in other...
Like, oh, I don't know what... I know he was supposed to go there. I don't know what he did when he was there. You'll have to ask him. He who shall not be named did say those things and kind of try that, and I think was called immediately on BS that was. That just wasn't going to go anywhere.
I'm not saying it's commendable or not commendable. No. It's just different from the way that it
had been in the past.
And
you know,
noteworthy.
I think what's going to be very, very interesting are the rules in the Senate and how this will all work. That the Democrat, if it gets there, by the way, because, you know, Pelosi's doing a little strategic stuff now. the prosecutors, the Democrats, can ask for witnesses, try to get subpoenas, put this in front of the Chief Justice, and it's unlike a legal proceeding in that the Chief Justice can rule and say, yes, you can subpoena Mike Pompeo. And, you know, I'll issue the subpoena. And then, because it's a political matter and not a legal matter, then the Republicans can vote to overrule the Chief Justice in that matter. And while that's unusual, it's usual in that I don't think that's so easy for them to do politically, for them to take a vote and say, no, the Chief Justice of the United States is wrong, and we're all going to vote to reverse his decision. They'd have the votes, probably, but I think that's a difficult political matter. So
I
think the Democrats could get witnesses.
No political fallout at all.
You think they'd have no fallout?
I don't think so.
For overruling Roberts?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it would happen, but I think if it did happen, there would be very little political fallout, and we will all have forgotten about it 36 hours later.
Part of it is that they do it so fast. Yeah. Well, you could be right. You're probably right.
We'll see.
You've been smart about this in ways that I have not. So, so I think it's gonna be very interesting, and it's our Christmas gift that, you know, we don't have to watch it for a week or two.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
We just completed this afternoon a wonderful, exciting interview with the Black Pioneers of UNC. These are several folks who were among the first graduates from Carolina.
A lot of people in the recording studio. Right. I saw I'm excited about this.
And we're going to have some more, I hope, later on in January when we can get them scheduled. They've written a very important letter to the Board of Governors, basically admonishing them to reverse this decision about, as they describe it, the so-called Silent Sam statue. They'd like to see that reversed, or they'd like to see another contribution to other creating scholarships or donating to the Stone Center to make up for it, basically. It would just be better if they reverse the decision and do the right thing. So it's a great interview. They were very generous with their time, and we're really looking forward to it.
I'm excited about listening to it. Sunday at 1 p.m., Sunday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 4 a.m. if you're up late or early.
Get up early and do your gift wrapping.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
While the kids are still
asleep. Absolutely right.
WeekendWaterCooler.com for the full archive, and we'll have that show up there as well. Gene Bolduc, Grandma, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.